Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Today is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
That's your favorite day.
This is my favorite day of the year.
Yeah, I just said that.
Yeah. It's like deja vu all over again.
What? No, it's nothing like that.
All right, Dan.
What is it like?
You know, it's like...
Hump Day!
Hump Day!
Woo-hoo!
My favorite day.
We just started so we can end it.
Showtime.
Let's do it. It's Hump Day.
Yeah, it is.
You could win an Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer. Got more details on that. See the Brewing Company, KKLZ 602. Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty. And I wanted to tell you, and I don't know how many other people noticed this, we thought the grasshoppers were gone. I tried to stop at a grocery store.
Yeah.
Had my top down.
Right.
And I got to tell you, I pulled away from, I went in the part of the parking lot that wasn't so lit up.
Yeah.
Put the top up. I couldn't even get out.
Really? God, I was noticed. I haven't seen one.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I haven't seen one. I haven't even seen one to greet me in the back. You must have been just in an area, I think, where there might
maybe
have been some. Because they're, matter of fact, one of the news channels did a thing on the fact that it's like they came, they went.
Yeah.
I looked for one today to even have a little conversation. Nothing. Nothing.
There was one at the back door here.
Yeah.
And I kind of took a swat at it.
Yeah.
Didn't even move.
Now, they only see you. I learned so much about grasshoppers. They only see you, like, looking right at you. They don't see. Their peripheral vision is not good.
I thought it was. I thought the attitude was, listen.
Yeah.
Don't even bother me.
Yeah. You know what? I'm the only one here.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Why are you guys here? What are you doing?
Yeah, it was really weird.
That's so funny.
I mean, not a mass of them. Some of the pictures that were posted on.
Yeah. Yeah. They sure were right about that whole time span.
Yeah.
Jeez, Wow. Ooh-wee.
Sunshine, excessive heat warning today, so be careful today and
why
tomorrow.
Why would they want to be out? Why? Yeah. Why? Well. Go in, young grasshopper, go in.
High 109 today, 110 tomorrow, about 79 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I'll tell you how Mike Tyson is making good use of his time, I guess.
More on that and some other stories. It is pretty funny. After Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
HBO Max is going to pay about $1.5 billion for the rights to stream The Big Bang Theory and 2 and a Half Men.
Wow.
I know. I know. Jeez. They paid $425 million to stream Friends. So, wow, I know. These streaming services are paying some good money. Granted, they're making good money off of all of us as well. But
mm-hmm.
Wow. Mike Tyson, he and his business partner, he says that, you know, they got this pot business.
Yeah.
He says in this business, they smoke around $40,000 worth of pot a month.
What?
You're smoking up the profits, dude. $40,000 worth of pot.
Here he is talking about it.
What do we smoke a month? Is it $40,000 a month?
What?
$40,000 a month.
We smoke 10 tons of weed at the ranch a month.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Cheech and Chong. I have no idea what Mike Tyson said, but yeah. $40,000 a month.
That's a lot of pot.
Yeah, it is a lot of pot.
From I hear.
Well, it is. My God.
$40,000 a month?
That's, yeah. I don't even know. How does he get anything done at all? At all. And not weigh like 400 pounds.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. If you did not hear this, Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course, had to cancel their upcoming shows this weekend. Gary Rossington recovering from heart surgery. Now, they have rescheduled that show for October. So we will still be giving those tickets away, yes?
In about 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So don't, never fear. But I just wanted to let you know, if you do have them this weekend, hang on to those tickets, okay?
All right.
Happy birthday to Steve Martin. He turned 74 today. And Elvis Presley's 1976 Harley-Davidson going to be auctioned off. And they say they're probably looking at, well, about $2 million
that
they'll probably get for that. Bidding starts at $100.
Oh,
$100.
I'm there.
So you might, if a lot of people don't show up. Now, keep in mind, it only has 126 miles on it. That's it. Elvis, not a big biker guy, you know? Obviously bought that one to just look cool.
It was a vanity motorcycle.
Yeah, just want to look cool for Priscilla, I guess.
Well, but he owned it. So.
Yes, he did.
Did you get that shot of Elvis guy at the gym?
Yeah. Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Yesterday. We all have nicknames for people at our gym.
We do. Everyone at the gym has a nickname. Yes, exactly. Even we do. So don't you worry about that. Yes.
Hey, tonight after work, join your family, friends, co-workers over at Scenic Brewing Company. Going to be there from 6 to 8, that extended happy hour tonight. Food and drink specials. You can register for the journey tickets. Plus, pick up a clue, a bonus clue that will help you figure out the location of our vacation picture number 3 that could help you win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. We're going to be there tonight, Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn.
Yes.
So make sure you stop by and check out Scenic Brewing Company for happy hour after work. Pick up the bonus clue. And if you want more details about the 96 days of summer, just go to 96.3kklz.com. Love playing audio about amazing pets and stuff like that. This one may be not so amazing as annoying. This is a guy with his parrot.
Really, Mike?
Yeah, listen to this.
Not enough. You're a good boy. What's wrong? You have a temper tantrum?
It's a parrot.
Oh, Nico. You're a good boy, but you're really a girl. Good boy. Can we leave? Don't cry. We'll be back later.
It's hilarious.
Can you imagine dating this guy?
That's hilarious, though. Oh, my God. They pick up so much.
They
parrots
do.
Pick up so much. Oh, my gosh.
I can't even imagine. Ooh, Nico, what the heck's that?
Nico, what's wrong?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the parrot.
Oh, man. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, why don't I call you back?
Oh, that's too funny.
Maybe we do this another night.
Oh, my God. I wonder if he has a kid that he's picked that up from.
Maybe.
Ooh-wee. Man.
Or he's never, ever going to have kids
after that. Jeez, yeah.
Ever
again. Yes, exactly.
Carla, you had mentioned Leonard Skinner pushing back their Vegas appearance to October.
Yeah.
We still have those tickets to give away. You want to go? Dial it up. Caller number 9-702-739-9636. Ninth caller. You're a winner this morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
Matt, you're a winner.
Sweet.
You got the tickets for Leonard Skinner, their new date, which of course is in October. Tickets from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. All a part of the 96 days of summer, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up.
Thanks, man.
6:38, Mike and Carla Morning Show. We'll have another pair to give away tomorrow morning, but to make a note of that, the Skinner Show, which was supposed to be this Friday night.
Right.
They had to push it back to October. Get everybody feeling good.
Yes, exactly. A little recovery going on.
Holy cow. What is your song? In other words, if you're a couple, every couple has a song. What is it that you could probably sing together like this couple here? They've been married 68 years. Listen to this.
Promise me we'll still be sweethearts after graduation day. We will always be together, though memories seem far away. Soon they say romances break up, how I hope and how I pray. We will always be together, long after graduation day.
Now, needless to say,
let me tell you, though, it's not just that. They also wear the matching outfits.
Outfits
they've
and
done
stuff like
every
that.
Every single day since they were 19.
It reminds me of your parents.
Yeah, they never wore matching outfits ever. But, they were pretty tight.
They could probably pull something like that off. And I know it sounds old, and they are old. They've been married for 68 years.
Yeah.
But if you had to pick a song that you could sing with your partner after so many years, what song would it be?
Yeah. I had to think about that one.
Think about that.
Yeah.
John, you too.
I got it. Yeah.
I don't know if there's any song that
With your husband or wife or partner, I don't know about that one. I know there are a lot of songs I'm going to be singing at 90-95 when they're scraping me off the ground.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. If you could do it, what song would it be? And I'm sure it's not as old as that one.
Yeah, right.
702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. I mean, you have that song.
Yeah.
Could be a rock song.
I mean, I think a lot of couples remember a song that, was playing like when they met or,
right.
you know, they were at the club and they danced, something like that.
And if you had the lyrics in front of you,
right.
probably could pull it off.
Yeah.
Text or call. We want to hear. Put together a list. Let's see what happens. What is that song that you, as a couple, you and your husband, you and your wife, your partner, after so many years of being together, you would say, this is our song. We've always loved this song.
Right.
And we could sing it and perform it together.
Boy, we got one, Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You. That is their song. This is great. My husband and I got so close to divorcing so many times in our 16 years of marriage, but we always managed to make it through. Grew up in the 80s, so the one song that has meaning we'd sing together, If You Leave, OMD.
Oh.
That one. Yes, I know.
Okay.
I know. Maybe that's good. Lynn says, wait a minute. Well, she said our song would be Just the Way You Are, Billy Joel.
I love you just the way you are.
But apparently they have a mouse also.
What?
So, don't know. The next text said, oh, my God, we definitely have a mouse. He scared me. Less. What? Wait.
Stay
wait.
On track. Stay
wait,
on track.
You have a mouse? And then, Laura, this is so cute. This song, God, my dad used to sing this to me when I was a kid. She said, my parents have been married 58 years and still sing A Bushel and a Peck to each other.
I love you, a bushel and a peck, a bushel and a peck.
Right?
Uh-huh. My mom and dad would sing that to each other.
Yes! Doris Day.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Bump. Okay.
Love it. Laura, or I'm sorry, Lynn, what about the mouse? Let me know what's going on there.
That's what we want to know.
Jeez.
Bill, what about you?
How about It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
I think we found the song for every couple right there.
Got another caller who said Separate Ways. How about that?
There you go. That's a good one, too.
All right, Bill. Have a good day. Have you seen the trailer for Blinded by the Light? Actually, it looks like a pretty good movie, all based on Bruce Springsteen songs.
Yeah.
I hope they don't show the best part of that movie in the trailer.
I don't think they are, actually.
Okay.
I don't think they are.
That's one I actually might go see in the theater.
Yeah. You might. Should go see that. You should go see Yesterday, too. That was very good.
Have to
really
see
good.
That one, too.
Really good. But, yeah, I think the Blinded by the Light is actually teasing us a little bit.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
704, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Figure out the location of vacation picture number 3. You possibly win that Alaskan cruise. Details on that in just a couple of minutes. You asked what would be the song for Jody and I?
Yeah.
This would be it.
Let's be together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Loving you
yeah.
Now, I don't
okay.
think Jody would be able to belt it out with me, and I don't think I could do it justice.
Yeah.
But if you say, what's your song? What would you like to sing?
Right.
That would be it for us.
Yeah. I don't know that. I don't know that it'd be. I think it'd be a song that we make fun of that we'd probably.
Maybe.
You know, sing down the road as opposed to a song that
a
we
song.
Have.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sunshine, excessive heat warning today. Boy.
Thanks a lot, Kelly Curran.
They say if you don't have to go outside, don't. High 109, 110 tomorrow. About 83 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. Got that coming up for you after Faithfully Journey.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Business Insider has some information for you on Apple's new credit card. They will offer it to people with low credit scores to kind of boost membership numbers. But, you know, if you have a credit score of like less than 620, you can get it. You'll be approved, but the limit's going to be low. Interest is going to be pretty high. You'll have a limit of about $750 to start out, and the interest rate could be up to about 23%. That's pretty high.
Yeah.
But if you have a low credit score and you need a credit card, you know, that may be the place to go, that Apple credit card. Hyundai Motor, they're launching its first car and one of the first cars with a solar roof charging system. It's pretty cool looking, too. There are these, like, solar panels on it. It looks really cool.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, it's very streamlined.
Uh-huh.
They say, you know, it's just going to, it'll provide, they'll have electrical power as well, just right. in case. But I guess great fuel efficiency and quite a driving range on this because you can keep it powered, you know, as long as you've got some light.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
Cool enough if you pull up to your first date and you have solar panels on the yeah. top of your car.
Yes. Yeah. It's really cool.
Surprisingly,
looking.
This day and age, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Oh, it absolutely is.
Like if you drive
yeah.
a gas-powered car now, you're not yep. cool.
Oh, my God. I had a friend. He used to work at Channel 3. He used to run it on. He collected everybody's Crisco oil. If anybody oh. used it and ran it on that, he converted an engine. I mean, wow. like 20 years ago, he did this thing. And he was the coolest. Nick. Nick Dark Angel is his last name, believe it or not. Nick Dark Angel. God, wow.
Running it on Crisco oil.
Crisco oil. Yeah. Crisco oil.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I know. How about that?
I am so not cool.
So, yeah, it's really cool. I have to post a picture of this because it's a neat-looking car.
You have to.
And Snickers. Snickers, Mike. Snickers low-fat chocolate milk. And
oh.
Twix low-fat chocolate milk
oh.
have both hit store shelves. Wow.
I love the Snickers.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And it's low-fat.
Of course
so,
it is.
By golly.
Of
yeah,
course it is.
You'll be okay if you drink that. Sure. Yeah. Lower in fat than what?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I love
wow.
Snickers. I don't know about
know
the
do.
Milk, though. I would have to taste that a little bit.
So it'd be that caramel chocolate, and what else is in there? There are nuts in there, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it'd have to be something like that. That's interesting.
Our
wow.
grandson is a big fan of Twix. Maybe
okay.
he would go for
wow.
the Twix milk.
Interesting.
If you had to drink milk from a candy bar, what candy bar
yes.
would it be?
I don't know. It'd be a straight up Hershey or a special bar with the semi-sweet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Morty?
Well, if I could eat chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
that's right.
Yeah.
It would probably
yeah,
be...
Yeah, but you could... What can you?
Mounds or butter...
Yeah. Oh, so you'd...
Butterfinger.
Butterfinger.
You'd have to have, like Starburst milk, wouldn't you?
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh,
or strawberry.
Okay.
Yeah, strawberry. There you go.
By the way, I got a text from Jody.
Uh-huh.
Talking about our song, Let's
oh,
Stay
yeah.
Together.
Uh-huh.
I said she probably wouldn't be able to... She goes, you are such a liar.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I would think
I
it'd
sing
be
that
like,
song amazingly
like
after,
oh, okay.
after a couple of cocktails.
Yeah, but I thought it might be Sweet Child of Mine or something like
something
that.
Something like a hard rock song.
Yeah,
like
I know.
The Godsmack.
Yeah, I don't want you belting out some R&B song, Jody. Don't fail me now,
after a
please.
Couple of cocktails.
Like a nice Kip Winger song, maybe.
Slaughter,
Dokken, something like that.
Maybe
come
do
on,
that.
Baby. Come on, sister wife. Don't fail me.
Maybe I'm going to have to talk to her about that. Looking for caller number 9 right now. Caller number 9. 96 Days of Summer. Shot to win that Alaskan cruise for two from Scenic Brewing Company. Now,
cool.
keep in mind, we're going to release another piece of the puzzle on the picture on our website a little bit later on this morning, but you can still check it out. And from that picture, if you could tell us the street address, city, state, zip code, and what's in my pocket
yes.
in the month of August, bam, just like that, or as
okay.
you would say, blammo.
Blammo.
You have an Alaskan cruise for two.
How cool is that?
From Scenic Brewing Company and KKLZ. 9th caller, go ahead. Dial it up. Give it a shot. 702-739-9636.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back. And I love them.
Isn't it fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Carla, I don't know how many people realize you do a Facebook Live.
Yes, I do.
It's a Facebook Live shot that you talk about what's going on in your life, what's
uh-huh.
happening on the show. And you had mentioned something, and it made me laugh.
Yeah.
You had mentioned the fact that you had to learn square dancing in grade school.
Yes. Yes.
And it made me think about, so did we.
Yeah.
It was like, I forget which grade it was.
Yeah.
Like
I mean,
fourth or fifth grade
exactly.
or something like that.
It was like
that.
Right in the middle there in grade school. But I was saying it served me no purpose. I can't use it at a dance club. I can't, you know, it didn't help me out there at all. They didn't teach me a dance
right.
that I could have used, but we had to do square dancing. And I didn't know why? You know, you had to lock arms.
Right.
And then you had to do-say-do and promenade.
And they had the record player up there with the big speakers.
Yes. Yes.
And I thought the same thing because in 7th, 8th grade when you started having those basement parties.
Right.
Nobody ever yelled out, who's ready to square
exactly.
dance?
Yeah. Do-si-do, man. I don't know. Morty, did you have to learn? You're younger than us. Did you have to learn square dancing?
No, we didn't.
No, not at all, huh?
Being from Hawaii.
Oh, well, yeah.
It was hula. Yeah.
Oh, you had
Are
to
you
learn
serious?
Hula.
Yeah.
Again, has that served you well in dance clubs?
No.
Hold on, guys. I'm breaking out in the hula.
But what a great video that would be now.
Yes, it would.
To see Morty do some hula dancing.
Yeah. All I know is it was awful because, you know, we all know that boys had cooties and you guys knew that we had cooties and you had to lock arms.
I think they taught it because they figured, well, it's an interaction.
Right. Maybe so.
And maybe break the ice and stuff like that.
Well,
but you're right. I never, outside of that, I have never square danced.
No.
Do they still teach it?
Oh, they can't. Do they still square
dance
in grade school? I guess it was fun, but there were a lot of cooties involved. And then, God forbid, you were like maybe 11 or 12, and then you started having feelings, you know, and you didn't understand them.
I don't want to touch them.
Yeah, well.
Did you?
Well. Yeah. Did you have to learn?
It is the official state dance of Pennsylvania.
It really is.
Yeah.
Wow, that begs the question.
Then we'd have a Sadie Hawkins dance where girls would have to ask the guys. And that's where we used our square dancing.
I did not see that on Pennsylvania, on the state. The state. What is ours, I wonder? My gosh, wow, I can only imagine.
Anybody else?
But are they still teaching square dancing? Are there any teachers out there? I mean,
mom and dad, do you know for a fact that they're teaching your kids square dancing?
And why? I wonder that one. Like you say, is it because of the interaction?
Maybe.
According to Google, Nevada's official dance may be square dancing.
Oh, for the love of God. Apparently every state claims square dancing as their official dance.
Text or call.
KLZ California. That's our official.
Text lines open. Centennial Toyota 702-739-9636. As long as I've lived here, that is the one fact of this state, one of many that I never knew.
No, never seen that. Ever, as long as I've lived in Nevada.
All right, text or call. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Are they still making the kids square dance in school? Are they still teaching square dancing in grade school for the kids?
Oh, my gosh. Apparently, they are.
Really?
Yes. Daniel said Vegas has a lot of country bars, including Sam's Town.
Yeah.
Many have dance floors where they square dance and they line dance, of course. Now, somebody said, I met my husband square dancing, and we're still together after 25 years. I don't know if they met in grade school or not,
square dancing served them well.
It did.
He knew how to square dance, so.
Yeah. I'm from Las Vegas. I'm 37 years old, and in second grade, they taught us to line dance and the electric slide.
Wow.
I also learned how to lasso that year. Okay. Didn't realize... You know, where my love for line dancing came from until your show this morning. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool.
We also got, I did square dancing as well in grade school at a young age. I think that it's good, like you said, Mike, to help learn coordination and focus as well as socialization with others. Because, you have to touch the boys. Ew.
And nothing's hotter at that age than square dancing with girls in blue bloomers.
Yeah,
that one piece bloomer suit.
Yeah,
and boys in blue gym shorts and t-shirts.
Oh yeah, those. Why do you bring those bloomers? I have like such flashbacks, and they snapped up at the top.
Right.
Oh,
Jill
awful.
Is a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah.
Jill's on the phone. What's up?
Hey, I would just like to say that although I don't think square dancing happens, I do know that sometimes, at least with the kindergartners, the PE teacher will let them do like the Cupid Shuffle.
Oh,
cool.
Or, you know, those types of dances. You know, it's just fun, and it lets them get their wiggles out. And I would also like to say with Sadie Hawkins, I know that at my children's high school, last year I think was the first year that they could not do a Sadie Hawkins dance because there was gender assumption involved.
Oh, wow. Man, how things have changed. Yeah.
You got to think of every angle now, which I guess I understand, but it's kind of sad.
Sadie Hawkins should be, I think, you invite who you want to invite. You ask who you want to ask.
Maybe.
Yeah. But that's so, listen, if we would have done like the Cupid Shuffle, something like that, the electric slide, that would have served me well at right. weddings, something like that. Even at a wedding, I've never square danced. No. Ever.
Never?
True story.
Jill, thank you so
Jill,
much.
You're awesome.
You have
Absolutely.
A great day. Thanks for teaching.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you.
See, you just weren't going to the right school.
No, I guess not.
Where they were teaching the line dance.
Jeez, I wish
else.
They would have.
But I still want to see Morty hula dance.
Hula, yeah, I know.
Morty, could you tell us a story? Through your dance?
Yes,
interpretive
right.
dance?
And the moon.
Yeah. And do you have the authentic dancing attire?
No.
No.
Okay.
I think I'm wearing shoot. It.
But yes.
Modern day.
We have to shoot that video. That would be great. All right. Too funny. Phil Collins in the air tonight. You could win that Alaskan cruise for two during the 96 days of summer from Scenic Brewing Company. Details on that in just a couple of minutes. 8:07. Evidently, we hit a hot button here with square dancing.
Yeah, we sure did.
Last hour.
Yeah, Mike wrote in, by the way, Morty. He says, I think maybe Morty went to the wrong school. My wife grew up in Hawaii, and although she learned how to hula dance in school, her brothers and the other boys learned how to surf in school. So
oh. I went to a Hawaiian school, so I had no choice.
Is that like going to a specifically? So what is the difference there? Is it just all Hawaiian culture and everything else?
No, they embrace it at pretty much all the schools.
That's very cool.
But I also went to a French school and
French?
I learned hula. Yeah, French.
Okay. Okay.
And I learned hula there too. So I don't know.
As I'm reading. Apparently, square dancing came to us from England, and it was very big in France.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Maybe that's
why. So, how about that? But it looks like a lot of people, I posted this on our Facebook page asking people if they've done it and if I could do it at Tao Day Club. But Mary said, I also did it way back when. School that I work at teaches it during PE.
Uh-huh.
And Virginia says I did it in grade school and middle school as well. So, I mean, I guess... It's a thing when you're younger, I would imagine, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well,
I know.
If you're going to square dance today, do it inside because
so
excessive heat warning today.
Yeah.
High 109, 110 tomorrow, 88 outside right now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I will. Well, Mr. Beyonce has a whole lot going on, and you may see a little bit of it at the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more on that and other stories next.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for
Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this, ladies. There's a new book coming out that examines what your life might be like if Keanu Reeves was your boyfriend.
Oh.
It was written by Marissa Polanski. If Keanu were your boyfriend, the man, the myth, the whoa, contains biographical information as well as illustrated quotes straight from him. They're calling him now the internet's boyfriend.
Oh.
It comes out November 26th, so it may give you, a look at what it might be like to have.
Is he that hot? Is he Mr. That right now? Because
he is because he is such a good guy.
It seems like recently it's all been about him.
It's because he said recently that he just, he just never really found anyone.
Oh.
He'd like to still.
Poor guy.
Yeah, I know. Keanu, come on, man. Mr. Beyonce, Jay-Z, he is now a live music entertainment strategist for the NFL. His duties will include co-producing the Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he reportedly isn't interested in headlining the show anytime soon. Never know. He may do it in the future, but he will be, producing a lot of the music that you hear. For football, for Super Bowl, all of that stuff.
Makes sense.
So kind of cool. I mean, he's, he's no slacker, that's for sure.
You don't think it's a ploy to get Beyonce back on the stage one last time?
No. I think Beyonce's done that. I don't think she'll do it again. I mean, I think it's like, why? Why'd you do that again?
Yep.
Unless they did like a whole like thing with a bunch of different people, something like that. Super Bowl All-Stars. But no, I think that she now is like, whatever, did that.
She bigger than the Super Bowl?
Yeah, she needs to do a show from like, I don't know, the Empire State Building or something like that.
Okay.
At the top of it.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
I see.
And Jenny Garth, it's on tonight. Episode 2, Beverly Hills, 90210. By the way, it was fabulous. Jenny Garth. She says kissing Jason Priestley again
uh-huh.
in the reboot. just like riding a bike. She said kissing him was like old times. It felt exactly the same.
Wow.
Makes you a little sweaty because chemistry-wise, we worked really well together.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're definitely in it to win it. Yeah. And, yeah, very familiar. I'll kiss Jason Priestley. I will totally. I'll kiss Jenny Garth. What do I care? I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
Oh, it's getting hot in here.
Wow. Hey, by the way, just want to remind everybody, don't forget, tonight, Scenic Brewing Company. Now, a lot of guesses as to where this photo, Vacation Photo 3, was taken. Going to have a bonus clue for you. You can pick it up between 6 and 8. Take advantage of the food and drink specials. Register for those journey tickets we give away at the end of the month. Their residency over at Caesar's Palace. Nice. All that and a lot more if you stop by. We'd love to see you. Scenic Brewing Company, 8410 West Desert Inn. After work, get together with your friends and family. Come on by. Stop by and say hi for that extended happy hour. Details about the 96 Days of Summer on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3kklz.
Okay, we're looking forward to it. It's the end of Summer Bash, second annual live 80s tour. 16 great 80s bands, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. All the info on our website, 96.3kklz.com. But you have a chance to win tickets before you could even buy them. Being Wednesday, we love this segment. It's another segment of
Kazuki Elki Wednesday.
From one of the bands that will be on the bill.
Yeah.
Identify that title from the song we're playing on our kazoos. If you can identify the title of that song, 702-739-9636. Now, the phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather. Take the lines off hold and look for caller number 9. One more time. Here it is. Can identify that song by title. We're playing on our kazoos. You got tickets. End of Summer Bash with 96.3 KKLZ. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win tickets for our second annual End of Summer Bash. And being Wednesday, it's another segment of Kazuki Oki Wednesday. We have Erica on the phone. Erica, can you identify the song by title that we're playing on our kazoos?
I do believe it's Dead Man's Party.
Oingo Boingo.
Yeah, there you go. Yes, members of Oingo Boingo going to be at our End of Summer Bash. How cool is that?
It's going to be so fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Live 80s tour, of course, featuring 16 big bands from the 80s. The tickets are from the Calair Cooling and Heating Supplies Closet and all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. Hang on the line and we'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. See how well this would go over in your relationship. A woman in England just tweeted an insane list of rules her boyfriend texted her when she was going to a music festival. It included things like sending photos so he could approve her outfit, sending video of the room to prove she was alone. Well, anyways, besides going viral, they've broken up now.
Really?
You think?
Wow, yeah. Oh, jeez. Okay. All righty then. Wow. Okay.
How would that go over?
I'm not so bad, am I?
No. Wow. Couple in Florida went on a first date to Denny's last week. That might have been the first red flag, but...
Oh.
What?
Just when you thought things were going to go very well with this, they got into a high-speed chase with cops on the way home.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, he was swerving and didn't know really how to drive. The guy bailed, escaped into the woods... And then the cop said to the woman, get out of the car. She goes, listen, it's my first date. I don't even know his name.
I'm not going out with him again, so I'm going to stay right here.
She said, I know him by, he gave me two first names, and I don't even know the last name. I just want to go home.
Why did you get in the car with him? Jeez, you're lucky you're alive,
but
woman.
He can go to that Denny's and ask for his credit card.
Yeah,
his
that's
statement.
Right. Yeah.
You can get his name there.
Well, it's been revealed the kid didn't have a driver's license.
And there's nothing wrong with Denny's as a first date.
No, there is not. No,
no,
you're right.
Especially if it's your birthday.
Yes.
Free. That's not a red flag. Let's work on Danny's. It's a birthday.
Hey, $4, all you can eat pancakes, you and me.
And I only
Let's
have
go.
To pay for you because it's my birthday.
So. Want to go square dancing?
Yeah, exactly.
And then Denny's.
Oh, man. Oh, well, Mike, here you go. Some woman accidentally sent a text message to a Missouri police officer. She invited him to go to a game. He said, you know, you got the wrong number, texted. She said, no, I don't. We went to the game together. He said, what game did we go to? She said, with Sherry and Diana. Remember we got high together? Remember that game? Get dressed. I'll pick you up in the truck. Remember? He said, I am pretty sure we didn't get high together. He sent a picture of his badge. So that didn't work out. Excuse me. He did go on to say, he's still going to come pick me up for the game, though. And
they've since broken up, too.
Yes, they're not seeing each other either. And Marietta, Georgia, dig this one. Police arrested Carolina Morales and Bianca Blanco. They were operating a dental practice without a license.
Oh.
They were practicing for 10 years.
What?
In Marietta, Georgia.
In Marietta, Georgia, what happened is they botched a root canal.
Uh-huh.
And the patient went to the police and said, I don't know. I don't see anything hanging up that looks official. And they went in and it wasn't official. They were just two women who were practicing dentistry without a license.
For how long?
You know, 10 years. 10 freaking years.
And nobody said anything.
No, not at all.
They must have been good.
No, I go to Carolina and Bianca to have my root canals.
In the Marietta, Georgia.
Yeah. So check them out. Why not?
Wow.
Yeah, they're cheaper. They're a lot cheaper. I'll tell you that. You don't need insurance. I'll tell you that right now. They're great. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Talk about how, I'd help out my family if I won the lottery. You know, sure I would.
Uh-huh.
But would you? Really? Well, 24-year-old Dean Wames, he recently won, listen to this, $12,000 a month for 30 years.
Wow.
That would be enough for me.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? That'd be nice. It's a little chunk of change. $150,000 a year before taxes. Over 30 years, it's about $4 million. So he quit his job. He was working at an Amazon distribution center. He quit it the next day, but he told HR why he was quitting. And they thought it was a joke. I won the lottery. But he's pursuing a career in screenwriting, fine and well. But he's also using the money to help out his brother. His 23-year-old brother has a severe form of autism that is about as serious as it gets, they've been told by doctors. And up till now, their parents have had to do everything for him. So they're getting, closer to retirement age. He said, you know what? I can actually help out now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to use a huge chunk of this to do this, to get someone to help care for him along with us and do what he needs to make his life simpler. So he said, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to spend time with my brother.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I'll have him here. And so he's pretty much set for life. And so is the rest of his family because of that nice chunk of change.
It's stories like that that makes me feel happy for people that win kind of stuff.
Same here.
But when you get a cat and you're like, I forgot my cat's food. Nah, I don't like you, man. But this.
I don't like you, man.
I know. This is so sweet. It's really sweet. He looks like, too, just this really cool guy.
Sorry for some jerkish, but
I get it. I get it.
All right. That's a great story. That's why we tell everybody, if you have one, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com.
Please do, and I would love to get some more local stories.
That's what we're looking for.
Absolutely.
All right, 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Bob Bishop filling in for Wendy Rush, who has bronchitis or something. I don't know, so I said, stay home.
Yes.
Don't come in.
It's my mic.
we will have tomorrow another shot to win that Alaskan cruise, as will Bob Bishop, your next chance to win later this afternoon in the noon o'clock hour. Also, tickets for Summer Bash, end of Summer Bash, you'll have that. Wrapping up our show, the song that you and your better half could rock, even after being together for maybe 25, 30 years.
Yes, that's
talked about that.
Bush Little Peck, baby.
Evidently, we hit a hot button with square dancing. This topic not only blew up on the air, but on social media.
Yes, it did.
Some of the things, and people started posting square dancing videos.
Oh, they're hilarious.
So check that out. And then tonight, of course, don't forget Scenic Brewing Company going to be there. Extended happy hour.
Yeah.
6 to 8 food and drink specials. Those journey tickets you can register for. Plus, we'll have some other great giveaways. Not to mention that all-important bonus clue that could help you decipher the street address, city, state, zip, and possibly what's in my pocket for the month of August.
Okay.
And win that 7-day Alaskan cruise. So, hopefully you can stop by 8410 West Desert Inn. So we'll see you there. Have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.